He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man of his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made a blower bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A-toot-dee-la-da-toot, he blows it to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing within. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He is some boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he's as busy as a busy bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump it to the bar. He is the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot, toot, he blows it to the bar. He can't blow a note, he's playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da-toot, he blows it to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille.